The TV movie The Homecoming has been a Christmas staple on cable for over three decades. Earl Hammer wrote that script based loosely on his life growing up in rural Virginia. The story of love conquering economic hardship during the Depression was such a hit that it spawned a popular primetime series, The Waltons, which aired throughout the 1970s. Now there is a new adaptation of the story for the stage, and this time the characters are less saintly and more edgy. From member station WMRA, David Mulpus reports.
Over the years, Earl Hamner has endured his share of criticism for his heartwarming stories of family life in the 1930s. Some consider them completely mythical and, well, sappy. Hamner, who is 82 now, chafes at that. After all, he says, they are talking about my life and my family.
The criticism that I really hated was when some New Yorker described it as treacly. And to me, treacly, I think, means sort of sickeningly sentimental. And God knows we were sentimental, but not to a sickening degree.
Nonetheless, Earl Hamner, who long ago left Virginia for Los Angeles, readily admits that the TV version of The Homecoming, which first aired in 1971, glossed over some of the rough edges of John Boy and the other characters.
Television tends to get pretty, to over-romanticize, and I may have done that in my television version, might have made it a little too Hollywoodish.
I had lived in a city, known adventure, found friends, and even been kissed by a pretty girl. But it was good to be home again, to know that special love, and to hear those special voices.
Earl Hamner narrating the TV series.
Can I come in, John Boy?
Sure, Elizabeth.
I just wanted to see if you're really home.
I'm here, honey.
I love you, John Boy.
I love you, Elizabeth.
Now, on the occasion of the opening of the Earl Hamner Theater in the rural Virginia county that spawned Hamner's imagination, there's a new version of The Homecoming, one that's aimed at being more realistic and possibly more appealing to today's audiences.
Alice, you need your boots on,
babe. Yeah, I hope you will all remember
your shoes. I don't know where they are.
Okay.
During rehearsals, the cast of 22 amateur actors from around Nellie's Ford, Virginia, are still working out the kinks in this intimate theater, which used to be a kindergarten classroom. Even with a compact set and minimal props, there's room for an audience of only 50. Peter Coy, the theater's artistic director, wrote the new script with Hamner. This version portrays the father, who's late coming home on Christmas Eve, as someone with a wild streak.
So there's a sense that maybe because it's snowing, he's at a bar in Waynesboro getting drunk. Or he could be playing cards, spending his paycheck, which they desperately need in the Depression.
In the new version, the unfailing warmth and wisdom of the characters in the TV show gives way to characters with more obvious flaws. The mother in the play, Olivia, shows signs of more tiredness, tension, and impatience. Even the dutiful John Boy character is allowed to express resentments.
What am I doing cracking walnuts for my mother to make applesauce cake? What am I doing? And babysitting a bunch of kids. What kind of a man am I going to be?
Even with the script changes, the story is still about love and hope and the potential of anyone to do noble deeds. All the basic ingredients that Earl Hamner says keep the Waltons TV series in reruns around the world.
And I guess it's because we all have families and we all wish them to be as responsive to each other as the Walton characters were. To have a loving mother and father, that kind of security that family can provide.
The new adaptation of the Waltons' Homecoming story opened December 1st and has a 10-day run in Nellie's Ford, Virginia. The promoters hope it will be adopted by community theaters around the country. Meanwhile, they are already thinking about their next Earl Hamner adaptation, a play based on one of his Twilight Zone scripts. For NPR News, I'm David Mulpus.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.